Time now to take five for your community on WAMW, brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Villages at Oak Ridge. And Bill Bays is with us from the White River Valley Antique Association today. Bill, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you.
It's time for the Antique Show. It happens this weekend. Can't believe it's already here, Bill, but we're going to keep that bad weather away, right?
That sounds good to me.
The Antique Show draws estimates of 20,000 plus to the Daviess County Fairgrounds, one of the premier antique shows in this part of the state. And I don't even know where to start, Bill. You start us off. This thing is huge, and it's for kids, it's for adults, it's for families to enjoy.
We're very happy to say that it's for families. That's great, because it's for everyone in the family, from the youngest to the oldest. We make arrangements for the older ones to be able to get around on golf carts or other riding type vehicles, and that, because we want everybody to be able to do that. We also have shuttles, which will help get people around. And, you know, this year we're featuring Cockshut and Co-op and Leader tractors and New Holland gas engines.
They always like to highlight a different antique each year, so that's the highlighted feature tractor this year. 60 acres we're talking about. Lots of demonstrations going on all weekend, right, Bill?
Yes, there is. There's sorghum making, sawmill work going on, there's a machine shop working, there's a woodworking shop that's working, we're making apple butter, we're making candles, lye soap, print shop is open, a general store is open, a bank, and also just something else to mention, maybe we have a actual working post office there on the ground. We have a date stamp that is for White River Valley Antique that the post office has furnished for us. And we have actual postal people working there. They'll be able to take your letters. If you want to mail them there and get a White River Valley Antique stamp on it, you can do that. And they'll be glad to work with you on that.
That is really cool. I didn't realize that was, and that's been, has that been added recently, or has that been around for a good while?
That's been for about 10 years.
That is a neat feature there. Just one of the many at the White River Valley Antique Association. You know, you've got the church and the school on the grounds, and there'll be services at both going on all weekend long.
Yes, that's right. And also, if you just want some place to go to church on Sunday morning, we have a huge outdoor, this year it will be outdoor, weather permitting and everything, service that will be at 9 o'clock. Be glad to have anybody come that wants to for that. Normally we do it inside one of our buildings, the Homespun Handcrafted building, but it's getting too full of vendors to be able to make arrangements for that now.
That's a good problem to have. Let's talk a little bit about that building. About 21 vendors you're expecting this year, right?
Yes, that's right. And this is all homemade items, or handmade items, I should say. No bought and stuff or anything like that. It's all handmade. And if you want something unique that you don't find just everywhere, come there and be sure to look that building up.
How many times do you hear this as grandparents are there with their grandchildren? You know, I used to work with the machine just like that. You probably hear that all weekend.
Yes, and that's fun to hear, just the conversations. And sometimes they can shed some light on it that we don't know about even, you know, that we've not all seen all that work ourselves. So, you know, it's kind of interesting to hear their take on it. And sometimes with some of the older people come through, you'll see tears in their eyes too, because it gets to them when they start thinking about their parents that they've seen use some of this equipment. And so it's very nice.
Some of these items, they're unique, they're one of a kind. You're not going to see these in everyday places, for sure.
That's right.
It's something you got to check out. The White River Valley Antique Show all this weekend. It starts Thursday and runs through Sunday. Daviess County Fairgrounds in Elnora. Food, lots of great food.
Lots of food.
Bring your appetite. You don't want to miss out on the food, for sure. And then entertainment each night, too. You got different bands performing each night, and some horse and tractor pulls, too, right?
Yes, on Thursday we have horse pulls. Friday night we'll have tractor pulls. And Saturday night we have garden tractor pulls. We have homemade ice cream. That's something we need to mention. And beans. Beans and cornbread. People eat that starting at 8 o'clock in the morning, you know.
It's the magical fruit, after all.
That's right.
Bill Mays, again, always great talking to you, and always great to get the word out about the big White River Valley Antique Show in its 35th year, September 5th through the 8th, Davies County Fairgrounds in Elnora. Go on the website, wrvaa.org, to get the complete schedule of events and the rundown. $5 admission each day, right?
That's right.
Just $5 to go through 60 acres at a walk back in time, and be sure to bring the whole family. This is for kids, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents.
You know, kids 12 and under are free also.
And kids 12 and under are admitted free.
Yes.
Bill, again, thank you so much for sharing some time with us. Best of luck with the big show this weekend.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Take Five for your community, brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Villages at Oak Ridge.